各位兄姐，大家平安。
Brother and sister, peace to all of you.
感谢神给兄弟个人的机会。
Praise and thank God that He has given me this opportunity.
一方面到我们美国西部的神学院来跟神学生查考道理。
In one aspect, I have the opportunity to be here in the West Coast to study along with the USGA TTP students.
同时因为总会的安排有三个地方的讲习会。
At the same time, I have in this trip an opportunity to share the seminar in three different locations.
那除了在凤凰城指定要上的是圣经史地之外，
besides the seminar in Phoenix, which will focus on the Holy Land,
咱们伯恩跟尔湾两个地方就用教会图像跟我们共同来学习。
The seminar here in Baldwin Park Church and in Irvine, we will focus on the topic of church analogies of imagery.
教会图像它基本上来说是教会论的起头。
You can say that analogy of the church is the origin of this doctrine.
我们昨天晚上也稍微介绍了一下。
Yesterday we had a brief introduction.
这是联总目前所需要的一个教育性的作品。
And this is an area in which IA realized they need to have further study.
这些年来，我们的教会在各国不断的发展。
In these many years, our church has been popping up and also prospering in different areas around the world.
再加上我们把我们的真理跟教义上到网站之后。
And after we also posted our truth and our doctrine online.
各国他们都有一些教会希望了解真耶稣教会是一个怎样的教会。
And so there began an interest in other denominations around the world pertaining to the truth that is in the true Jesus Church.
在教会跟教会之间要了解的方法。
And between the churches wanting to understand the methods.
除了看这个教派他们的文宣作品之外。
Not only in order to understand other churches, we look at their literature and their materials.
最快速的方法就是拿到那个教派的教会论。
And the quickest way to understand a denomination or a church is if you obtain that church's own doctrine, the church of its own church.
因为教会论一定会涵盖这个教派的所有的教义。
Because in this doctrine of the church, they will include their beliefs and their basic beliefs.
过去有些教派觉得我们真耶稣教会比较怪异奇怪。
In the past, there seems always that a misunderstanding in which other denominations perceive Jesus Church as some cult or just some strange religion.
当然，他们对我们教会还不了解。
And of course, at the time, they do not have any understanding of our church.
这对我们的宣教有很大的阻碍。
And so it became a great obstacle to our evangelism.
因此在联总的委托之下才开始来写教会论。
And so under that of the IA, that we began to study further and write literature about the doctrine of the church.
到目前为止是写的第一本。
And so far we have come and published one book.
那这本在台湾已经发行两年的时间了。
And this one book has been published for about 2 years now in Taiwan.
可能以后会翻成英文。
Hopefully in the future there will be an English translation.
还有其他的语言。
And also into other languages.
那教会论它本身跟我们平常在听到的这种道理的说法有一点不太一样。
Now, when we talk about the doctrine of the church, it is a little bit different than that when we regularly listen to sermons.
这也是这两三天当中，诸位稍微要 忍受的痛苦。
And so in these 2-3 days of this seminar, I believe it will be somewhat painful for some of us to hear such kind of doctrine.
当然我们所讲的都是圣经。
Of course, everything we talk about goes back to the Bible.
平常讲道传道人或是领会者是着重在生活的这个提示灵修的提升。
Many times when we talk about sermons, it focuses on our spiritual daily life and our applications and our spiritual cultivation.
这是我们很熟练的听道方式。
And this is what usually we are used to listening.
但是所谓的教会论，它其实是系统神学的一项。
But when we talk about the doctrine and study the doctrine of the church, we go into a little bit more deeper study into that of theology.
这是一个教派，一个教会，它的信仰的根基。
And you can say this doctrine is the foundation or the root of a belief or of that church.
系统神学大部分是指着新约来讲的。对新约来讲的 New Testament、
Many times when we talk about theological systems, we focus on that of the New Testament.
而论述的最完整就是使徒保罗。
And one which focuses greatly on this is Apostle Paul.
很可惜是他本身没有把它做完整的介绍。
Unfortunately, he himself were unable to spend the time to go a little bit more clearer study.
但是就是把这些教义呢分散在新约圣经当中的十三卷。
But he scattered this kind of teaching, this doctrine throughout the 13 letters in which he has written.
那这给后面的这些教会这些神学家呢就花很多时间去研究跟整理。
And so afterwards, there are many theologians that start to dig a little deeper and study into Paul's letters.
那保罗他的神学系统基本上有十三个项目。
And if you look into Paul's theological system, there are 13 areas.
来形成很完整的系统神学。
And this 13 areas makes into complete package of these theological study.
这十三项几乎我们平常都会稍微听到。
And these are things we would normally hear.
所谓的神论、人论。
That is theology and also the concept of man.
教会论、圣灵论。
Doctrine of the church, doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
一直到整个很完整的系统。
It's a very complete package.
那当然，这些系统都我们真耶稣教都是要一一去把它完整的写出来。
And so this systematic thing that Paul had brought to us, we as a church need to study.
昨天晚上兄弟个人也提到了，已经说明了。
Yesterday I've already brought to some points about this.
大概目前我们真耶稣教会在系统神学当中。写的最早的就是谢长老的圣灵论。
And as I mentioned, the in terms of this theological systematic study, the first book that our church has published is probably pertaining the doctrine of the Holy Spirit by Elder Shea.
他大概从1954年左右就开始写。
He wrote, began writing this in about 1954.
成了我们真耶稣教会在圣灵方面一份代表的著作。
And it was one of the earlier work of that came from our church.
去年经过联总文宣部跟英国总会的很用心去翻译，把它翻成英文版的，已经出版了。
And so last year, due to the efforts of the London Church and also the IA committee, that they finally was able to translate Doctrine of the Holy Spirit into the English version.
他们相关单位几乎花了四年的时间把它翻译出来。
They spent about a total of 4 years to translate.
这对我们来讲是一个很好的信息。
And for us, this is good news.
那除了这个之外，我们的教义都写得很简单。
Other than that, all our other doctrines of our church has been written very briefly.
那教会论是我们最近一个目标。
And so this doctrine of the church is our next aggressive goal.
大概在今天一天当中，我要讲我们PowerPoint 上面的两个主题。
And so in today's time, I would like to focus on two main topics.
我们昨天晚上讲到两个小主题，也是一样两个主题。
Yesterday we briefly mentioned smaller subtopics.
一讲到教会论，教会论跟教会不一样教会的起源跟教会论的起源不一样。
The origin of the church and also the origin of the doctrine of the church, these are two different concepts.
教会的起源从先存开始。
The origin of the church goes back before time.
我们一般称作先存的教会。
We many times refer this to as the pre-existence church.
但是在地面上的起源。
But that which was originated in the physical world is started from the calling from God in the Old Testament.
神呼召选民出来成为他的子民。
When God called a group of people into as His people, His own nation.
如果要确切的来说，就是以色列百姓。
And this is the Israelites.
这个就是一个教会的开始。
And this is in reference to the origin of a church.
但是教会论的起源又不一样。
But the origin of the doctrine of the church is different.
它是从保罗写出来的。
It started from when Paul wrote about it in his letters.
保罗在写教会的有关这些资料。
When Paul write about references pertaining to that of the church,
以弗所书写的最完整。
And we can say that out of all his letters, the book of Ephesians is written the best pertaining to church.
任何一位神学家、任何传道者要研究教会论。
And so any minister or any church that want to study the doctrine of the church,
一定要熟读以弗所书。
They must be really familiar with the book of Ephesians.
因为保罗在以弗所书当中有关教会写得非常的完整。
Because Paul has spent a good time and has written very completely pertaining that of the church in this book.
以弗所书本来这卷经文不叫做以弗所书。
This book is called Ephesians.
它是没有对象的，没有写给哪一个对象的一卷书信。
It's actually a book in which he was written to without really a particular audience.
所以它的开头说使徒保罗写信给空一个格子众教会弟兄姐妹。
And that's why in the beginning of his letter he says that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints.Then who are in Ephesus and faithful in Jesus Christ.
一到后来一位神学家叫做马奇安德，马奇安德他著名是写给以弗所的。
Later on, actually that was the initial original text in which there was no word of Ephesus. But later on, Machian said that Paul was writing to the people in Ephesus.
所以这件书信是可以给所有的教会的。
And so in the original text, Paul wrote this letter actually pertaining to the general audience, to the saints.
这在新约圣经当中比较特别。
And this is one of the special things in this New Testament.
保罗的书信都会指定对象比较多。
In all of Paul's letters, he will always direct it to a certain group or audience.
写给教会的，他就附上教会的名字。
And when he writes to a church, he will put on the church's name.
给哥林多就称作哥林多书。
For example, the church in Corinth, he would say to the Corinthians.
给哥罗西地区的教会就称作哥罗西书。
Or to that of the believers in Colossia, then he said, this is the book of Colossians.
给个人的就加上名字。
And to particular individuals, he will write their name.
大概有四卷。
And there are about four books in which he wrote.
唯独这卷经文没有写对象。
Except this book, there was no direct audience.
假设今天我们伯恩教会接到这封保罗的书信。
So let's say if Bowen Park today have received this letter from Paul.
你把伯恩这个名称放上去。
And you put the Bowen Park Church, Bowen Park's name upon this book.
就等于在告诉我们一件事情。
And it is basically telling us this one thing.
这封书信就是写给我们伯恩教会的。
This book is written directly applying to us as a local church.
所以这一卷经文是很特别。
And so this book is quite unique.
里头完全在讲教会。
Because in this book, it specifically talks about church.
我们到下个单元就会介绍了。
And we will study this further. Introduce it more.
以弗所书当中有关教会，它总共写了13次。
Pertaining to the church, you see that it makes reference to the church 13 times in this book.
放在11节当中，11个节当中。
And put into 11 verses.
而里面就有七个图像，七个图案。
And inside these 11 verses, there are basically 7 analogies of imagery.
一个中心思想、中心主轴就是教会。
And so this main concept, main theme is about the church.
昨天晚上我们讲了两样。
And so yesterday we mentioned there are of the two.
第一个是以弗所书中的荣耀颂。
And the first we mentioned was about the glory of the song of glory.
它是以弗所书一章从三节到十四节。
It's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 14.
它是从头到尾一节经文。
And from the beginning of that verse to the 14, actually, it's actually one whole verse.
那后人才把它分成好几节。
And then later on, people separate this one big verse into other many verses.
那兄弟在讲的时候不会讲圣经就是你，请你诸位你自己打开圣经来看。
And so when I talk, I hope that brother and sister can refer to the Bible yourselves.
因为我们打开圣经再来念的话，就会花去一些时间。
Because if we read a word for a word up here, we will lose a lot of time.
美国时间很贵的哈。
Time in the United States is very precious.
而且是搭飞机来这边讲的啊，要斤斤计较。
And especially you have to spend the airfare to come here.So I gotta make use of time.
诸位在听的时候，你去打开圣经来看。
And so as we are going through, you please refer to the verses yourself.
以弗所书一章三节到十四节。
So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 14.
它里面讲了七大内容。
There are 7 summaries.
包括神的祝福。
It pertains to the blessings of God.
包括先存的拣选，就是先存的教会。
And also the church that is predestined.
包括先存基督。
And also predestined Christ.
还有他救赎的计划。
And also his plan of salvation.
我们称为他的产业。
We as believers as his inheritance.
用应许的圣灵来印证真理。
The promised Holy Spirit to manifest the truth.
神的子民要归属到他。
And that the people of God will be returned to him.
最后建立一个荣耀的教会。
And then in the end to establish a glorious church.
这是神的荣耀。
And that is the glory of God.
这篇文章非常漂亮。
And so this is indeed a very well-written literature.
保罗是中间没有呼吸的，一口气把它讲完的。
And so without taking a break, Paul in one shot say this whole 7th themes.
它是圣经当中最长的一句话。
And it is in the Bible the longest verse.
昨天晚上讲到第二个。
And yesterday we also mentioned the second point.
先存的教会。
And that is the pre-existent church.
这个教会不是在地面上才开始建立。
And that this church did not begin only in this physical sense in this world.
在天上已经存在的。
But that in the spirit, in heaven, this church was already existing.
我们在时间观念上很难了解神的时间观念。
Because we are confined by time and space, it is very difficult for us to understand in this aspect.
我们只能这样子比喻。这样说明，我们只能这样说明。
And so we explain it this way.
整个人类的历史
，the history of mankind，
就像一本书一样
，is just like that of a book。
那么在谁的手中？在神的手中。
And in whose hand? It is in the hands of God。
对我们来讲
，and so pertaining to us，
有过去，有现在，有未来。
There is that of the past, the present, and also the future。
但是对拿着这本计划的神来讲。
But to the one who holds this book, which is God the Creator,
人类的历史走到什么时候，对神都是现在。
The history of man is walking only a certain aspect, the position of God. Because God is everlasting. He has no beginning or end. He is not confined by the past, present, or the future. Because He is the everlasting present.
神向摩西显现的时候
，And so when God appeared to Moses，
说你是什么名字
？And he said, "What is your name?"
神跟他说，我是亚伯，我是耶和华，是自由拥有的神。
And God replied and said, "I am Yahweh. I am who I am."
就是现在是。
And he is saying it in the present.
永远是现在的。
He is always in the present.
这是人对神最难了解的地方。
And this is one of the hardest things for man to grab, to have the understanding, that concept of God.
所以我们历史完全摆在神面前。
So our history is presented before God.
这是我们昨天晚上所介绍的。
And so that's what we have introduced last night.
接下来我们要讲有关教会论的起源。
And now we will focus more on the analogy of the church.
打在上面的这个荧幕上面 ，screen 上面哈。
It's been put on the presentation.
教会论的起源应该要注意到保罗这个人。
And so when we talk about analogy of the church, we need to also study about Paul.
保罗是出生在公元后的四年。
Paul was born for
AD. 他跟主耶稣历史的耶稣大概相差八岁。
He is about what the Jesus Christ in history as a person. He is about 8 years younger.
在35年，就是他31岁之前。
And about when he was about 31, before 31.
他是一个很坚定的法利赛人。
He was a very solid and established Pharisee.
非常忠于犹太的宗教。
And he believed deeply and was a very devout believer in Judaism.
他借着他拥有的权势。
And so he used the position he had in the world.
就带着一些仆人到大马士革去抓这些基督徒。
And so he brought with some followers to go to Damascus to persecute and capture Christians.
大马士是历史以来最长久的首都。
And Damascus is one of the oldest city at the time.
从古代亚兰国开始就是他们的首都。
From that of the Ammonites, this city was established since the days of old.
这几乎是公元前的一两千、两千多年了。
And that was about 2000 BC.
到今天还是叙利亚的首都。
And today it is in the city, in the country of Syria, and still one of the big cities.
交通非常方便。
Because the transportation is quite convenient.
一直都是各种族汇集的地方。
It is a place in which there are many culture diversity and many different people.
因此他们的宗教自由，宗教思想非常开放跟自由。
And so their religious thought is actually quite liberal and open to different beliefs.
基督徒被逼迫的之后。
And so when Christians and after when Christians were persecuted,
一部分往西方过去。
As they start to migrate west,
就是到土耳其这个地区。
To Tarsus.
所以在整个卡帕多基亚这个地方，很多的地下教会。
And so, at the time in these places, there are many underground churches.
那东方就往叙利亚这边跑过去。
And so, for they also expanded east and toward that further into Syria.
扫罗带着人要到那边抓基督徒。
And so, Paul brought some of his followers to go and capture Christians.
在进城之前。
Before he entered the city,
神用荣光来照射他。
God shined a bright light upon Paul.
从那个时候开始，一直到几天之后。
From that day forward until several days later,
改变了保罗的信仰。
It had a total transformation of Paul's belief.
那么这一段的历史
，and in this part of history,
在神学上称作大马士的经历经验。
And the theologians say this is the experience at Damascus.
这个名词是专有名词，大马士经历是专有名词。
There's a part. This is a particular wording to this.
你任何人去过大马色的，不能说你有大马色经历，不可以这样讲的。
You can't say you go visit Damascus and you say, oh, I have some experience at this Damascus.
因为去过大马色的人太多了。
Because there are so many people who go through Damascus.
一讲到大马色经历，一定是指着使徒保罗。
So when people say the experience at Damascus, many people understand it as a reference to Paul.
那么大马色经历记载在《使徒行传》的九章、二十二章、二十六章。
And this particular experience was recorded in Acts chapter 9, 22 and 26.
也是说在整个历史的叙述当中。
And that is to say, in that of history,
这件事情保罗印象非常深刻。
That for Paul, this experience was deeply printed into his mind.
当时的扫罗，他快到大马色的时候。
At that time, he was called Saul, and he was about to go and arrive in Damascus.
我们可以翻开《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
从第三节来参考他。
From verse 3.
我们把这一段简单介绍一下。
We will briefly go over this part.
这是保罗神学思想的来源。
This is the beginning, origin of the theological thinking of Paul.
从第一节一直到十九节。
From verse 1 to verse 19,
就被称作是大马色的经历。
This has been recorded as the experience at Damascus.
扫罗接近大马色的时候，大马士革的时候。
When Saul was approaching Damascus,
从天上发光四面照他。
There from the sky, a bright light shone around him from heaven.
第四节说他就扑下。
And verse 4 said he fell to the ground.
听见有声音对他说。
And heard a voice saying to him,
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我们要注意第五节。
Let's focus on verse 5.
他马上这个他马上回答说：“主啊，你是谁
？”And he immediately replied and said, "Who are you, Lord?"
那个主啊，不是你不能解释说耶稣哦。
That Lord, when he said that word Lord, you can't say he is referring to Jesus Christ.
这个时候保罗有没有信耶稣啊？没有啊。
At the time, has Paul come to believe in Jesus Christ? He has not yet come to know Jesus Christ.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
法利赛人要熟读摩西五经。
Pharisees uphold the laws and the commandments of the Mosaic laws.
要会背613条大纲，律法的大纲。
And they have to memorize all the laws pertaining to that of the Mosaic laws.
要熟悉每个先知书所讲的内容。
And they have to also be very familiar with all the prophets, the minor and the major prophets.
要当法利赛人并不是那么简单。
To be a Pharisee was not an easy task.
保罗是非常熟的。
And so Paul was quite well versed.
从文本当中 ，text 当中，文本当中，他知道异象、异梦这些事情。
And so from that of the text, he understand all these writings.
所以当光照他的时候
，And so when this light shone upon him,
在那很短时间里面，他知道神跟他讲话。
In that brief moment, he knows that God is talking to him.
所以他说：“主啊，你是谁
？”And so he says, "Who are you, Lord?"
所以说怎么回答他
？And so how did Jesus reply?
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting."
这句话好像拿了一个锤子往他头上这样敲下去。
These words is like a big hammer that just slammed into Paul's head.
扫罗整个顿悟过来，马上明白过来了。
And then at that time, all of a sudden, Saul seems to have completely changed and have this understanding.
我想他可能速度可能比电脑在跑软体还快
Probably at this time, is probably his brain processing speed is faster than that of any computer.
我今天是逼迫基督徒。
He said, "Now today, I am the one persecuting Lord Jesus Christ."
可是今天主耶稣这个主显现跟我讲。
But now today, this God, this Lord appeared to me.
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
That I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
所以他第一个想的是什么？
And so, what is the first thing in his mind?
原来 他过去的敬拜的这位亚威这位耶和华真神呢就是耶稣基督。
Now we have this clear understanding that before this God, this Yahweh whom I was, who I worship is indeed Lord Jesus Christ.
一直把旧约的神跟耶稣是拉不在一起的。
Before he could not merge the concept of God of the Old Testament with that of Jesus Christ.
可是现在主耶稣跟他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
But now God and Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him and said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
让你思考到原来这耶稣基督就是独一的神。
And so in his mind, he finally able to merge the two together and connects that this Lord Jesus Christ is the God of the Old Testament.
我们想一想，十二个使徒有哪一个人可以用言语文字把保罗的观念、把扫罗的观念改变？没有的，没有。
You can say how many of the apostle disciples of Jesus at the time able to write or to converse with Paul to change his mind and give him this understanding?
可能这些使徒当中，可能只有约翰的使徒最好了。
Probably among all the disciples and the apostles, only John has is better at writing.
啊，其他都是捕鱼的。
The other disciples are all fishermen.
还有暗杀党的，在匕首党的暗杀这些罗马官府的。
And those who
要暗杀他们。
Or try to assassinate the Roman governors or.
有哪些是学者？没有啊。
None of them are actually well educated.
这些使徒根本没办法改变像保罗、扫罗这样的一个人。
And so none of the apostles were able to change or to persuade Paul into changing his thinking.
扫罗不但是宗教学者。
Not only was Saul was a theologian himself,
他是斯多亚学派出来的。斯多亚在当时是很出名的一个学派啊。
And he came from a well-known education, religious education.
专门研究逻辑，专门研究当时的学问的。
Especially focused on the logics and the reasoning of that time.
所以没有使徒可以改变他。
And so no one was able to change Paul.
只有耶稣基督亲自启示他。
Only Lord Jesus himself was able to change him.
这个时候他才知道，原来他所逼迫的教会就是耶稣基督。
And so at this time, Paul come to this understanding that the church he was persecuting is actually of God.
所以第二个问题出来了。
And so he has a second question.
教会就是基督。
That church is Jesus Christ.
基督就是教会。
Jesus Christ is the church.
这也是他教会论一个起源的地方。
And so this is the origin of the doctrine of the church.
后来又叫亚拿尼亚来帮他按手祷告。
And later on, Ananias came to pray for him and lay his hand on him.
保罗住在直接的地方，很直的街道。
And so Paul was by the straight ways.
在大马士革的门进去之后。
After you enter through the gate of Damascus,
有一条街道用走路大概可以走一个半小时到两个小时，一条街直直的都没有转弯，叫做直街。
That there is a straight way in which you can walk through the city of Damascus for about 1-2 hours, and this road is very straight.
这个城门进去向右边转进一条巷子，就是亚拿尼亚的住家。
And so after he goes through this gate into Damascus, he turns left, and then he will go into Ananias' home.
亚拿尼亚去帮他按手祷告。
And so Ananias went to pray for him and lay his hand on him.
怎么可以随便叫一个人跟我按手祷告呢？
How can then just some stranger come and pray for me and lay my hands on me?
对犹太的体制来讲。
According to the Jewish customs,
祭司利未人
only the priest and the Levites,
还有当时的Rabbi,
and also the rabbis at the time,
才能够听着按手祷告
can lay hands on other people.
现在叫一个亚拿尼亚一个使徒门徒帮他按手祷告
and so now only Ananias was only a disciple to come and to lay his hand on Paul.
眼睛亮了
but then his eyes was opened.
恢复正常。
And he became regained his sight.
他感受到神的权柄。
And so he experienced the power of God.
所以后来亚拿尼亚跟他讲。
And so Ananias later said to him,
你要起来接受洗礼。
That you must rise and receive baptism.
到18节的地方。
From at verse 18.
说保罗被圣灵充满。
Here he received the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗的洗礼论，保罗的圣灵论，都在这个时候建立起来。
And so the doctrine of the Holy Spirit and doctrine of baptism at this time for Paul was established.
所以在新约时期
And so in the time of the New Testament,
保罗是一个这个系统神学的一个起源者。
So he is one of the initiator of the, trying to understand further this theological system.
神学思想的开头。
And also the beginning of the study of our theology.
跟大马士的经历有很大的关系。
And it all goes back to his experiences at Damascus.
第九章这个地方是记载给当时的教会了解的。
And chapter 9, the experience here is for the churches at the time to understand.
作者路加呢，他发现这件事情的重要。
And this is when the writer Luke realized this instance is also quite important.
到二十二章的地方。
And when we get to chapter 22,
他角色相反的，变成被逼迫的。
And now Paul was on the receiving end of receiving persecution.
就被抓到官府去了。
And so he was taken into the officials.
在这一章当中，再次叙述大马士经历。
And once again, he testified about his experience at Damascus.
那这些对象就是犹太人。
And at this time, his audience was the Jewish people.
前面是给众教会知道的。
In the beginning, in chapter 9, it was written for the sake of the church.
二十二章是给犹太人了解的。
And at chapter 22 is for the understanding to that of the Jewish people.
那么到二十六章。
And then chapter 26,
又再讲一次。
Once again, he mentions this instance.
这一次大马士经历的叙述是给君王知道的。
And now, he shared his experience at the Damascus to the king.
因为他站在亚基帕王的面前
，because he was standing before before King Agrippa，
来叙述大马士的经历
，and so he testified his experience at Damascus。
所以保罗一辈子当中，这件事情是不可忘记的，无法忘记的。
And so throughout Paul's life, this part of his life he never had forgotten，
因为那种感受非常的深
，because that kind of experience is so deep。
所以保罗把他感受到的这些很重要的教义呢，就借着书信跟不同的教会、不同的这些门徒来说明。
And so from this experience, Paul began to write letters and books to the different churches and individuals pertaining to his experience.
今天我们在研究圣经当中的教会论。
Now today, when we study about the doctrine of the church,
我们绝对不可以忽略保罗的这些书信。
So we will not neglect to study the books written by Paul.
那保罗在他的书信当中，就把他教会的观念大量的放在以弗所书当中。
And so Paul put a great portion of his understanding of the church in this book of Ephesians.
当然，他会写这封书信有他的原因。
Of course, he has his reason to write this book.
就是要当时的使徒教会建立一个荣耀完美的教会。
And that is for the purpose that the apostles and the disciples at the time can establish a glorious church.
那他写这封书信有一个背景呢。
And so, when he writes a book, there's always a background to it.
也就是他整个动机在哪里。
And that is what is his motivation.
他是一个被拣选的使徒。
He was an apostle that was chosen by God.
罗马帝国虽然是非常富裕强盛。
Even though the Roman Empire at the time prospered and were very strong.
但是他们最麻烦的是宗教信仰。
But the greatest obstacle was pertaining to their religion.
罗马帝国其实它本身是希腊王国的延伸。
Roman Empire basically conquered the Greek and they have received a lot of their culture and traditions.
从很出名的这个亚历山大帝这个王去世之后就分成四个国家。
So after Alexander the Great, the Roman Empire split into four territories.
当然，最后就是罗马这个地区呢，最强。
And of course, that the territory that is still the Roman Empire at the time was still the strongest.
不但把原来的希腊分散的国家重新统一。
So not only did they conquer the Greeks,
而且他的势力呢，发展到整个欧洲跟非洲。
And their military also expanded into Africa and Asia Minor.
亚洲又打到印度这个地区来。
And also from east, going east into Asia, hit to the territory of India.
所以它是一个很大的一个帝国。
And so it was indeed a great empire.
那么罗马在统治的时候
，And so under this Roman rule，
把这些帝国全部接收。全部都收过来。
That all these territory that were assembled together.
所以在历史当中，可以把地中海 Mediterranean 地中海呢称为内海的，只有罗马帝国。把地中海称为他国家的内海。
So this is historically this is the only time period in which the Mediterranean Sea can be claimed under one country.
没有第二个帝国可以做到这一点。
Afterwards, there was no other country that can say the Mediterranean is within my territory.
那我们常听到一句话，就是说条条大路啊，道路通罗马啊，每一条道路都可以通到罗马。
And so we often hear there is all roads lead to Rome.
它的交通非常方便。
Their highway system is actually very well thought out.
为了军事跟统治啊。
As for the sake of military transportation and conquering other countries.
他的马车呢，可以一部车子四匹马、六匹马、八匹马在跑。
Their chariots can be hauled by 4, 6, or 8horses.
他的道路呢，不会比我们现在美国道路还小哈，他可以两匹、四匹的马这样来往的。
Their highway system is actually not small. It's actually pretty wide, comparable to what we have today.
它的公路每30公里，大约30公里就有一个驿站，马车的这个站车站的地方。
You can go both ways on this highway, and also every 30 kilometers there is a resting stop for the horses, the chariots.
所以在送信的时候人跟马会换。信是不停的。
And so when they are sending a message out in this journey, the man on the chariot, and also the horses will rest, but the letter will continuously be sent.
整个思想、整个文化的融合太快了。
And so this kind of unity and this kind of thought, this culture, was very fast-paced.
对文化角度来讲是一个好的现象。
From that of a cultural perspective, this is an advantage.
但是产生一个很大的问题。
But it also created a great problem.
就是整个罗马帝国非常的堕落。
And that is the whole Roman Empire become very corrupt.
所以你看罗马书就看得出来。
If you read into the book of Romans, you can see
淫乱邪恶
there are many sins and wickedness,
同性恋
homosexuals,
各种坏事都做尽
many wickedness and evil deeds.
原因在哪里
And what is the reason behind this?
太富裕
Because they are too well off.
所以整个社会非常败坏
And so society becomes very corrupt.
保罗他是一个使徒
And Paul was an apostle.
那第一个他是宗教家。
And first, he was a theologian.
第二个，他是政治家。
But second, he was also of a certain political status.
他也是一个社会学家。
He was also a socialist. 你
从他书信当中看得出来。
From what he wrote, he was also able to know that of society.
男女的地位对这个家庭的观念。
The perspective about the roles of man and woman and that of the family.
这个时候他发现一个问题了。
And so he realized that there was a problem.
没有正确的信仰。
There is no steady or correct faith.
从表面上来看，这个罗马帝国是非常荣耀的。
From the surface, this Roman Empire seems so glorious.
可是从里头去看它非常腐败。
But then if you go into the depth of the empire, there are much corruption and wickedness and evilness.
保罗他有救赎的一个使命啊。
And so Paul has this commission.
他认为这种国度就需要神的拯救。
He believes that for such an empire, it really needs the salvation of God.
能够拯救他们的。
And to be able to save them,
他认为只有我们的使徒教会。
And he believes it is only of the Church of the Apostles.
因为我们拥有独一的神。
Because we believe in the one true God.
这个时候他对神非常确实非常明确的相信。
And so at this time in his life, he held on firmly to the belief of this one true God.
过去他相信的那位神没有错。
In the past, what he believed about this God in the Old Testament is also is nothing wrong.
但是他对耶稣基督不认识。
But at the time, he didn't fail to know and understand Jesus Christ.
现在基督用他的荣光照我。
And now the light of Jesus Christ shine upon me.
让他领受到大马色的经历。
Have him experience the experience at Damascus.
亚拿尼亚亲自跟他讲。
And Ananias said to him,
你要成为耶稣基督的器皿。
That you will become a vessel of Lord Jesus.
这个记我们可以翻开回来九章的地方。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 9.
看使徒行传九章第十五节。
Chapter 9 verse 15.
九章十五节
Chapter 9 verse 15
主对亚拿尼亚说你只管去他是我拣选的器皿要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名亚拿尼亚是接到这种命令去传达给保罗的
Ananias received this commandment from God and replied it to Paul saying that he is a chosen vessel of God to bearHis name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. Ananias was also quite fearful.
今天我去找扫罗，那不是送死吗？
If I go and seek for Saul, am I not seeking trouble for myself?
躲都还来不及，还要跑去见他。
I'm trying to hide myself away from Saul, but now I need to go and seek him out.
所以你到有机会到大马士革去的时候
，If you ever have a chance to go to Damascus，
你可以看到亚拿尼亚那个地下教会
，You can see Ananias church at the time was an underground church。
你从地面上看不出它是一个教会
，From the surface you can't tell that it was a church ever。
他们的会堂有我们这一间的三分之二的大
，And the church itself was about only two-thirds of this our church。
一个小门进去就躲在下面。
If you go downstairs underground, you'll see this room.
现在还叫我去找他。
And you're thinking, he's thinking, God, you want me to go find Paul?
但是神转达他，给他啊，要给扫罗的几个讯息。
And but God replied to him, wanting him to pass on a message to Paul.
你是我拣选的器皿。
That you are a chosen vessel of mine.
拣选啊。扫罗一听这个拣选就知道了严重性了。
Chosen vessel. Once Saul hear this from Ananias, he knows the meaning behind it.
这个字从亚伯兰开始就用这个字了。
Because this word was used ever since the time of Father Abraham.
一定涵盖着离开本地、本族、父家三个观念。
That he must leave, depart from his old country, leave from his family and go into a new place. This kind of concept.
请你打开创世纪的十二章一节、二节、三节。
If you're not familiar, you can refer to Genesis chapter 12, 1, 2, and 3.
神拣选亚伯兰的时候
，When God chose Abraham,
说你要离开本地、本族、父家，三个离开。
That there are three departures when God said to him, you must leave your country, your father's house.
后面接着给他七个应许。
And then after that, he gave him seven promises.
这个拣选到保罗的时候还在。
This kind of choosing during the time of Paul still exists.
所以他是神拣选的器皿。
So he was a chosen vessel of God. Second,
在外邦人和君王跟以色列人面前
，He will bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
不认识神。
Gentiles, those who do not believe in God.
重视物质享受。
That emphasize their lifestyles on the present life, on luxuries and pleasures of life.
宗教混杂
And chaos and confusion in their religious education.
君王是权势
Kings with authority.
一般人要去跟君王传道理那么简单
Is it so easy to go and just stand before a king to preach?
他要面对权势
But he needs to face those in power.
以色列人面前
He has to go to the children of Israel.
宗教
To religion.
全世界最可怕是宗教战争
In the world, the most frightful war are wars fought with the reason of religion.
人跟人一般的战争会结束的。
The war between man will come to an end.
历史以来多少国家兴起，或者国家灭亡，都有个结束时间。
In history, there are many risings and the destructions of countries through war.
只有宗教战争不会结束。
But you notice that, and they all come to an end, but you notice that uh, war fought in the name of religion never comes to an end.
会成为世仇啊，世世代代的仇敌啊。
It becomes the enemy throughout the history of man.
今天这个社会不是这样吗？
Is this not how we see it today?
叫一个基督徒去跟以色列人传道，那想都别想啊。
So for a Christian to go to preach to the Israelites, this is probably unthinkable.
但是主耶稣把这个使命交给扫罗。
But God, Jesus has put this commission upon Paul.
所以扫罗知道他负责的，他承接是一个什么命令。
And so Paul come to understand this great mission he has received from God.
因此在整个这么一个教论的话起源当中。
And so in this origin and the beginning of the church,
就是因着宣告独一神这个使命。
And so he only preached about this oneness, this one true God.
当然还有对内的，对这个信徒的，对门徒的，有关门徒的一些问题。
Of course, he also addressed some of the problems and the conflicts to their own believers.
我们就不在这边介绍。
We will not go into depth on those.
所以我们就可以了解。
So here, from here, we can understand.
整个教会论的起源是跟大马士经历有绝对关系。
The whole origin of the doctrine of the church is directly related to Paul's experience at Damascus.
下午我们接着来跟我们彼此学习。
And so we will go into it more.Continuing this afternoon, about the analogies of the church.
我们唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
236首。
236。This assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Your salvation, purchase of God. Bread of His Spirit, washing His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture, the first of my sight, angels descending, bring from above.Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior and happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song.Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we'd like to kneel down to pray.
我们知道教会是非常荣耀。
We know the church is very glorious.
是神用他的宝血来建立的。
It is a church in which is established through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
今天我们的教会不是突然间出现的。
Our church today did not just all of a sudden appear.
就像保罗不是偶然间被拣选的一样。
Or that Paul was chosen out by chance.
我们都负有宣扬真道救万民的这个使命。
We all have the commissions to preach and to save souls.
我们期待啊，各国的教会都不断的发展。
We all hope our churches throughout the world will continue to grow and prosper.
让更多的世人可以得到救恩。
So that the people of the world can receive the salvation from God.
这是我们教会的一个很重要的使命。
And this is a very important commission that the responsibility of our church.
我们在学习教论的内容当中。
So as we study into the content of about the doctrine of the church.
我们看得出来，保罗对他的使命非常清楚。
One thing that is very apparent is that you can see that Paul has a clear understanding of his mission and commission.
教会不是这个外壳啊，不是这个建筑物啊。
A church is not just about the appearance or this physical structure.
而是我们内部所有被呼召出来的每一个人。
But it is the inner being of each individual believers of serving God.
所以我们的啊使命是重大的。
And so our mission is great.
我们求神加添我们力量。
May God give us the strength
不断来发展啊教会的圣工
that we can continue to prosper the holy work.
我们也在他的带领之下，大家灵性不断成长
that through His guidance, that we will also continue to grow.
同心祷告
Let's all kneel down and pray.